call the meeting to order. We'll entertain a approval of the agenda. Any changes to the agenda?
There are no proposed changes to the agenda. Staff would note that it was revised to amend the old business.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the agenda as revised. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the November 14, 2019 meeting.
If there were no changes, they would be as submitted.
Okay.
Make a motion to approve the minutes as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the November 14, 2019 meeting as submitted. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. On to old business. Our first item of old business is subdivision 2018-34, Keystone Bay, Baywood LLC, and Sussex Realty Company.
So this was just to put it on the agenda to announce that the record for receiving comments regarding the TIS is closed. It closed yesterday at 4:30. Most of the comments that were received had been already submitted and were included in your paperless packet, and the one we did receive yesterday was forwarded to the commission. So if you'd like to close the record regarding the public comments regarding the TIS.
And just to add to that, I wouldn't want to make one comment. The record was open for comments related to the TIS. To the extent any comments came in that were not related to the TIS, that shouldn't be considered part of the record or considered by you all in your decision.
And it was held open for a specific period of days. Those days have passed. The record for that hearing is closed. Thank you. Our next item is subdivision 2019-25, Workman's Crossing, Dunn Investment LLC.
So at the time of it was put on the agenda, we were anticipating the soil feasibility study being submitted. However, the applicant has not been able to provide it to us yet. They were unable to get it to us in the time frame we needed, so they are anticipating it coming in early next week. So if you'd like to defer for further consideration.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to defer.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2019-25, Workman's Crossing, Dunn Investment LLC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is conditional use number 2199 OA Rehoboth LLC.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2199 for OA Rehoboth LLC for multifamily units based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the applicant is proposing a conditional use to develop a residential rental apartment containing 224 units on land located between Route 24 and Old Landing Road behind the Rehoboth Mall on the west side of Route 1. Two, under the 2018 Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, the site is in the coastal area and is surrounded by coastal and commercial areas, which are growth areas as designated on the future land use map. Four, the plan states that a range of housing types should be permitted in coastal areas and that higher density residential development of up to 12 units per acre can be appropriate in locations where one, central water and sewer are utilized, two, the site is near sufficient commercial uses and employment centers, and three, it is in keeping with the character of the area. Four, it is along a main road or near a major intersection. Five, there's an adequate level of service, or six, where there are other relevant considerations. Four, central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities and central sewer will be provided as part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The County Engineering Department indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available to serve the proposed development. Five, the site is centrally located in the Route 1 commercial corridor near numerous retail and service commercial uses and employment centers. The site is adjacent to the Rehoboth Mall, Delaware Eye Institute, and Beebe Hospital campus, and there are three DART bus stops within walking distance of the site. Six, the site is an undeveloped infill parcel predominantly surrounded by commercial uses and commercially zoned land with residential uses to the south. The site is currently zoned CR1, which permits by right any of the permitted uses listed in the CR1 district. The site, seven, the site is located near the intersection of Route 1 and Route 24, two principal roadways in eastern Sussex County, and will have access to Route 24. Eight, DelDOT determined that the developer could contribute to an area-wide study fee in lieu of a traffic impact study. The estimated vehicle trips per day generated by the proposed use is less than traffic that would be generated by other uses currently permitted by the existing CR1 zoning. The applicant will dedicate land and contribute to the cost of a DLDOT planned connector road from Route 24 to Old Landing Road. 9. The proposed apartment development will provide a local housing option for moderate income residents who constitute a significant percentage of the workforce in the Lewis or Hoboth area, but because of the high price of homes and lack of rental units are unable to live near their place of employment. This results in long commuting time, increased transportation costs, and increased traffic. 10. The proposed development at this location is in accordance with the goals of the housing element of the comprehensive plan and is consistent with the recommendations of the Sussex County Housing Opportunities and Market Evaluation Report. 11. The proposed development is strongly supported by the Delaware State Housing Authority since it will provide a more affordable housing product in the coastal resort area where the need for workforce housing exists. Based on the site's location in a DSHA-defined area of opportunity where employment opportunities, major roads, and supportive infrastructure exist, DSHA deems the site an excellent location for more affordable housing product, and rental units are vital to any well-balanced community. 12. The applicant has addressed the items to be considered by Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code and the Environmental Assessment and Public Facility Evaluation Report. 13. With the conditions imposed, the proposed conditional use meets the purposes of the zoning ordinance, the comprehensive plan, and Title IX, Chapter 69 of the Delaware Code, in that the proposed conditional use is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare and promotes the health, safety, morale, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future residents of Sussex County. 14. There was no evidence that the use will adversely affect neighboring properties. 15. No parties appeared in opposition to this application. Rather, the commission received evidence of support from the neighboring Sterling Crossing community. 16. This recommendation is subject to the following conditions, which will serve to minimize any potential impacts on the surrounding area and adjoining properties. A. The maximum number of residential apartment units shall not exceed 224 units located in no more than 7 buildings. B. All entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements. C. The applicant shall dedicate land and contribute to the cost of a DLDOT planned connector road from Route 24 to Old Landing Road. D. The development shall be served as part of a Sussex County Sanitary District. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. E. The development shall be served by Central Water. F. Stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation and control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner which is consistent with best management practices. G. Recreational amenities, including a community clubhouse, outdoor swimming pool, playground, and enclosed dog park, shall be completed prior to the issuance of a building permit of the fourth multifamily building. H. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. I. If required by the school district, the location of a school bus shelter shall be coordinated with the local school district's transportation manager. The location of the bus stop shelter shall be shown on the final site plan. J. No outdoor construction activities or deliveries of dirt, fill, or similar materials shall occur at the site except between the hours of 7:30 a.m. through 7:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, in between 8 a.m. through 5 p.m. on Saturdays. There shall be no construction site work, grading, or deliveries at the site on Sundays. K. The design of interior drives shall meet or exceed Sussex County road design standards and requirements. L. The use shall comply with all Sussex County parking requirements. M. One lighted entrance sign not to exceed 32 square feet per side shall be permitted. N. Space in the community clubhouse or in one unit shall be permitted as an on-site management office. O. The applicant or its assigns shall be responsible for the maintenance of interior drives, parking areas, building buffers, stormwater management, recreational amenities, and all open space. P. A revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions, must be submitted to the Sussex County Office of Planning and Zoning. The staff shall approve the revised preliminary site plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. Q. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. R. The final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all buffer areas showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. And S. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
You don't want to discuss it?
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2199 OA Rehoboth LLC for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1900, Michael P. Justice, trustee.
Mr. Chairman, council is going to read my motion.
Okay. Sounds good, Mr. Mears. It's Mr. Mears' motion that he moves that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1900 for Michael P. Justice for a change in zoning from GR General Residential to GR RPC based on the record and for the following reasons. One, the property is currently zoned GR General Residential. Two, the proposed development will not have more than 45 single-family units on 16.1 acres. This proposed density is 2.82 units per acre, which is less than the maximum density permitted by GR zoning. The density is also similar to other nearby developments. Three, the applicant has stated that he is essentially requesting approval for what would be a cluster subdivision in the AR1 zone, but since clustering is not available in the GR district, he is seeking approval of a similar design through an RPC. Four, the County Engineering Department has indicated that adequate wastewater capacity is available for the development. Central water will also be provided. Five, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, the RPC designation is appropriate since it allows the creation of a superior environment through design ingenuity while protecting existing and future uses. This project will maintain 39% or almost 6 acres of the site as open space. This includes nearly 1.5 acres of existing forest that will be retained. Six, the project will not adversely affect the neighborhood or surrounding property or surrounding communities. There are existing developments in the immediate area with similar characteristics. Seven, according to the county's current comprehensive plan, the project is in the coastal area. Development such as this GR RPC is appropriate in this area according to the plan. Eight, while there were concerns expressed during the public hearing about drainage, the Sussex Conservation District will perform a thorough review of the project with the project's engineers to address stormwater and drainage on the site and how it leaves the site. This should result in a drainage improvement for the area from what currently occurs on the undeveloped land that does not have any stormwater system in place. Nine, the applicant has favorably addressed the items set forth in Section 99-9C of the Subdivision Code. And 10, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 45 single-family units. B, a homeowners association shall be formed to provide for the perpetual maintenance, repair, and replacement of buffer stormwater management facilities, streets, amenities, and other common areas. C, all entrances, intersections, interconnections, roadways, and multimodal improvements required by DLDOT shall be completed in accordance with DLDOT's requirements or in accordance with any further modifications required by DLDOT based on its review of the traffic impact study. D, the RPC shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. The developer shall comply with all requirements and specifications of the County Engineering Department. E, the RPC shall be served by Central Water for drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. F, stormwater management and erosion and sedimentation control facilities shall be constructed in accordance with all applicable state and county requirements. These facilities shall be operated in a manner that is consistent with best management practices. G, interior street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County street design requirements. There shall also be street lighting and sidewalks on at least one side of the streets within the RPC. H, a 20-foot wide vegetated or forested buffer shall be established along the perimeter of the site. This may include existing trees. There was testimony during the hearing about the need to improve the drainage along the northwest boundary of the site in an area that is currently wooded. In this area, the buffer shall be located outside of the area needed for these drainage improvements. I, if requested by the local school district, a school bus stop shall be provided by the entrance to the development with the location and any related parking to be approved by the school district's transportation supervisor. The location of the bus stop area shall be shown on the final site plan. J, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. K, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. L, the final site plan shall include a landscape plan for all the buffer areas, showing all the landscaping and vegetation to be included in the buffer areas. The landscape plan shall also include the existing forested areas that will be maintained. M, the final site plan shall include a grading plan that shall be submitted to Sussex County staff for review and approval. And the construction site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. And last but not least, O, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1900, Michael P. Justice Trustee, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is change of zone number 1901, Mary and Victor Rico.
Sure, before I start, I just want to say this is one of those cases where I had a lot of concerns about this application. On the one hand, we had the applicant who constructed additional units within two houses he purchased without getting the proper county approvals for doing that. But on the other hand, we had third-party individuals and families who are living in these units and had probably had no idea that the zoning was, whether the zoning was correct or whether appropriate permits were issued for their homes. They just need a place to live. Most likely paid their rent and assumed that their home was safe as long as they did not violate the terms of whatever lease agreement they had with the applicant. So while I'm concerned about the total disregard for our county zoning by the applicant, I'm also concerned for these innocent families who relied upon the applicant leasing out what they likely thought were legal apartment units. My motions are for the denial of the requested change of zone to MR and the conditional use allowing the units to remain. But as part of my motion, it's also my recommendation that Sussex County not take any enforcement action until July 1st, 2020, with regard to the illegally constructed units. That way, the families who are innocently occupying these units will have time to find new housing. They should not lose their housing in the wintertime, and in the case of families with school-aged children, this will allow the children to finish out the school year without having to worry about finding new housing or transferring to a new school. With that said, okay. Mr. Chairman, I move to recommend denial of change of zone number 1901 for Mary and Victor Rico for a change in zone from AR1 to MR based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this rezoning application is combined with a conditional use application to allow multifamily units within existing structures that were previously single-family condominium units. Two, based on the record, the applicant bought both of the single-family units and then converted them into multifamily units without proper zoning or other permits. Three, the applicant is not seeking MR zoning because it's an appropriate land classification for the area. Instead, the applicant is primarily seeking MR zoning to correct or ratify his illegal construction activities on the property. Four, there is no other MR zoning in this immediate area. Five, the property is less than an acre in size, and a lot of the property area is taken up by the roadway which serves the other existing units and adjacent properties. The property is much too small for a standalone rezoning to MR, and the density that would be permitted under the MR zoning or the seven units that this applicant is seeking, along with the parking requirements for those under the county zoning code. Six, these units are located along a private road that other nearby properties use. This road cannot handle the additional traffic that would be possible under MR zoning. Seven, the rezoning to MR would have significant adverse impacts upon the other units within this four-unit condominium, as well as other neighboring and adjacent properties. Eight, this denial affects innocent people and families who may be living in the units that the applicant has illegally constructed. Presumably, these people are occupying the units with the assumption that they are legal. For that reason, it's also recommended the county not take any enforcement action to remove the illegal units until July 1st of 2020. This will allow the people occupying the units plenty of time to find other housing and will not disrupt families with school-aged children during the school year. That's my motion.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1901, Mary and Victor Rico, for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2200, Mary and Victor Rico.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of the conditional use number 2200 for Mary and Victor Rico for conditional use to allow seven multifamily units on 0.927 acres of land. This recommendation is based upon the record and is also based upon the reasons and recommendations recommended denial of the change of zone number 1901, seeking to rezone the property from AR1 to MR. Because the commission recommended denial of the MR zoning, the conditional use is not possible in the AR1 district. As a result, this conditional use should be denied. As stated in the denial of the MR rezoning, the denial of this conditional use affects innocent people and families who may be living in the units that the applicant has illegally constructed. Presumably, these people are occupying the units with the assumption that they are legal. For that reason, it's also recommended that the county not take any enforcement action to remove the illegal units until July 1st of 2020, This will allow the people occupying the units plenty of time to find other housing and will not disrupt families with school-aged children during the school year. That's my motion.
A second.
The move is seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2200 Mary and Victor Rico for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is conditional use number 2203 Christopher F. Booth.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend denial of conditional use number 2203 for Christopher F. Booth for a tree and landscape business based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, this application is for a landscape business on a residential 1.227 acre lot in an area immediately adjacent to other residential properties. Two, the record indicates that the applicant has been operating his small landscape business from this property for some time without proper approvals. Three, there was opposition to the application from a neighboring property owner describing the current bad condition of the property, and the neighbor expressed concerns that this would only get worse if this use is allowed to continue with a conditional use approval. Four, photographs entered into the record show that there is a large accumulation of trash and junk throughout the rear area of the property and along the boundary with neighboring properties. There was also testimony that this area has been attracting feral cats, rats, and other vermin. Under these conditions, it is not appropriate to grant conditional use on this property. Five, there is evidence in the record that the existing trash and junk and the proposed use of the materials and equipment and vehicles associated with it adversely affects neighboring and all adjacent properties. Six, the current condition of the property and the proposed condition use does not promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County and its residents. Seven, the proposed use in this location does not satisfy the purpose of a conditional use under Sussex County Zoning Code because it is not well adjusted to its environment with full protection to the neighboring properties, and because the proposed use is not desirable in this location for the general convenience and welfare of Sussex County residents and businesses. Eight, for all these reasons, I move that the Commission recommend a denial of this conditional use.
Second.
Moved and seconded to recommend denial of conditional use number 2203 Christopher F. Booth for the reasons stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right. Thank you, everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, that brings us to the point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We're glad that you're with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Let me assure you that anyone and everyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the Commission. And speaking of the rules of the Commission, please allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As Chairman Wheatley stated, this is the time for the scheduled public hearings before the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission as shown on tonight's agenda. These proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All Commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the Commission meeting to view the Commission's deliberations and the votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. Everyone in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion, and no applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. Please don't do anything that distracts from these proceedings, and we ask that you follow the directions of the chairman. Also, if you have a telephone or similar device, we ask that you turn it off or switch it to silent service. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and its witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by any opponents. If there is a spokesperson or an organized group or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come up to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he has the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. Also during these proceedings, Sussex County and its land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, source of income, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. During the proceedings, no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents will be permitted. Any question should be directed to the commission, and the commission will determine and direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing an application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. All right.